This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Okay, we talked about Iran. We're going to talk about birthright citizenship soon. We got to talk about Pam Bondi, the fired attorney general. We all saw this coming, right? I mean, pretty much a couple months in, you knew, yeah, this ain't going to last. I think the minute I knew this is over, but it still took a long time, was back several months ago when Trump apparently tweeted out or truthed out a post really critical of Pam Bondi, but it was written like it was to her. And people thought, well, this was probably a mistake. Like, he was trying to send a direct message and he accidentally sent a tweet or something like that. Never really heard any more about it. And he said, no, that was on purpose, you know, but we don't know. And ever since then, I've thought her days are numbered. She's just not doing that great. And here's the thing. She has done fine with a lot of things like crime. She has done a great job across the country of bringing down the murder rate and things like that via better law enforcement. And I don't know whether she's directly responsible for that or not, but the numbers don't lie. It's good. Crime in America is down. But the Epstein files and a lot of the bigger picture stuff, like the prosecuting of Obama and James Clapper and Brennan, whatever his first name is, the former head of the CIA under Obama. These people were super despicable people, and they were weaponizing their offices to take down the eventual sitting president of the United States, Trump, in term one. And there's a lot of evidence that is very, very damning for them. And it's just nothing happened. And then the 2020 election and some stuff that Tulsi Gabbard has put out some intelligence on, that it just doesn't seem like much has happened. They're suing all these states for the, and some have just willingly turned it over, the voter data, but some have fought it. And Hans von Spakovsky was on this week and talked about how he thought that was involved in this, but we don't really know. I know one thing about Pam Bondi. She did not do very good with the Epstein files. But the thing is, neither did Trump. In fact, I would go so far to say that that has been the biggest problem and worst decision of Trump's second term is how to handle the Epstein files. Because he's just so resistant when somebody comes at him that he's like, oh, you're going to be my enemy? Okay, I'm just going to fight you. Like, really, no matter what. And he could have destroyed that narrative before it ever even became a thing. But even then, once it started to, by just saying, I am the anti-deep state president. You know, that's kind of what he got elected on. I'm the one who's the reformer who's going to come in and wipe this slate clean and change everything. And I'm going to release the Epstein files. You didn't have to wait for Congress to pass something for you to do it. You could have just done it. And he didn't. And that's probably because his name was in them. But more than anything, at least from what we have, he's exonerated in them. But I think he went full protection mode and said, I'm not going to release anything because I'm just giving the other side more fodder, just like he would have done with his tax releases. Like he won't do it because it's giving the other side just more reason to criticize him. I think that's what he did with the Epstein files. But it was a miscalculation. Think about it. If he had come out at month two or month five, for that matter, and said, I am the transparency president, I am going to release all the Epstein files, no matter what they say, and you'll see that I'm in them, and it'll still exonerate me. You know, if he had done that, the left would have never had a talking point, and he would have been that same guy that you elected. But instead, what it looked like was, oh, he's part of the system. Oh, he's an insider. He's protecting these things just the same as everybody else did. That's not to say anything for the left's arguments on them, because they didn't do anything for years until it became about Trump. So it's just totally disingenuous on their part. But Trump missed the mark on that. And so did Bondi. And Bondi was a big part of missing the mark on that. So I don't really blame her for it, but she did screw it up. Ultimately, though, Trump screwed it up. He screwed. That's his one problem that he has now created for himself, in a sense. Because he's going to be going after all this deep state stuff. It's still going to happen. I mean, we're only 15 months into this presidency. This stuff's still going to happen. But it just looks bad now. You don't feel the same about him like he's the outsider. You feel like he's more of an insider. And that's a problem. Now, I'm going to switch gears here. And you know how I'm a big fan of Last Person on Earth movies? And I review them and I give you a suggestion every now and then. Well, here's a weird take on Last Person on Earth involving the news. Did you see what I did there? I took Last Person on Earth and I made it about the Cardinals in St. Louis. Well, that clip has gone super viral, even with the Annie Fry Show and elsewhere. Obviously, it's not just about us. That clip has really made the rounds. And people kind of fighting over whether it was appropriate for Keith Hernandez and I don't know who the other announcer's name was of the Mets to be saying that about St. Louis while they're in St. Louis. I actually don't care at all. I don't know if I'm among the minority or the majority in that. But when I heard it, I was like, that's pretty spot on. But the reason that I got to play it for Last Person on Earth is that he is talking in there about neutron bombs going off and stuff that I don't know much about. Is there a neutron bomb that kills just people and leaves buildings? Maybe so. I just don't know much about that. But regardless, that has definitely been a news item this week. And it's just funny that I got to play it with the Last Person on Earth intro. If you ever want to know more about my fascination with Last Person on Earth movies and TV shows, they have to hit one of three criteria, which that kind of did. I mean, not quite. I mean, I'm making a joke here, but they have to hit one of three criteria. The first one is that it has to be a movie or a TV show, a story about the actual last person on Earth or a Earth-like place where they are alone. Or it has to be about a person or group of people that are the last humans in the universe, even if they're not on Earth, like they're in a cryo chamber being flown through space or something like that. Or the last one, and that's the one that Keith Hernandez clip just hit, there has to be an environment where there should be people, but for some mysterious reason, there are not. Usually that is a city, and there's just no people in it. I love that kind of stuff. I love that in storytelling and in general, and that's why I've made it a big thing here on this show. All right, we're going to take a short break and be right back with more about birthright citizenship. I think that will have done it. We will have hit basically every major news item this week here going into Easter. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.